from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in today for Joe Starkey. We are live at Treesdale Country Club, where the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing is taking place as part of the Celebrity Care Fest, and it has been an incredible day. We have seen so many faces. I got T-Bird here on the ones and twos with me. We have seen some faces, and we have been talking about some names, man. Of course, Mel Blount, Jerome Bettis here. Joey Porter's here. James Harrison's here. Kevin Colbert, former Steelers GM, he's here. John Wehner, Pirates broadcaster, former Pirate. Carrick High School legend is here, too. And while we're on the topic of Pirates and baseball, my next guest is a columnist for Pittsburgh Baseball Now. He has been covering baseball, especially on the Pirates end of things, as long as I can possibly remember. And as I can remember my time being in the press box and starting out and seeing him there, and I go back and visit now, and he's still there, and he joins me on the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. John Parrotto joins me right now. John, good to talk to you again. Been a while.
It has been, Josh. Good to hear your voice. And before I forget, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you so much. It's been kind of a crazy transition. It's happened super fast. But it's been good. I'm excited about it. It's been a fun challenge and looking forward to it. Not as many days in the press box visiting with you guys, but I will totally miss it. And I have to admit, I will totally miss just being able to get paid to sit in PNC Park and watch a guy like Paul Skeens pitch. But I want to get into this pitching staff as a whole right now, because the way this lines up on this road trip going to Arizona, you got Luis Ortiz lined up for tomorrow night. They got Mitch Keller on Sunday. Granted, Marco Gonzalez on Saturday. I consider Gonzalez to be kind of a hit or miss. You really don't know what you're going to get. But with Ortiz and Keller, with those guys lined up in Arizona, you know you're going to see Paul Skeens in Houston against the Astros. I've been of the belief, John, this road trip, normally I would think 3-3 on a 6-game road trip on the road is par for the course, but it feels like 4 isn't that far out of the realm of possibility.
Yeah, the way they're playing, I mean, anything seems possible right now with the way they played before the break and coming out of the break going 9-3 in their last 12. It's going to be a bit of a tough trip. Arizona's tough. They're the defending National League champions, of course, but you know, they're not playing as well this year at times. And then they go to Houston, and the Astros have really gotten hot since they had their struggles early in the season, got out of the gate 12-24. But again, I mean, it's not like you look at a strip and go, wow, it's just a little too daunting for the Pirates with the way they're playing. Yeah, boy, if they could go 4-2 on the trip, or really even 3-3, that would be good and would keep them right smack in the middle of the wild card race.
Now, of course, one thing that makes that possible or even plausible for this team is you would expect it to be more consistent offense. This is something I've been talking about pretty much the length of the season, John, when we're talking about with this offense and how they can help this team win more consistently. And you hear the old adage about if you could be a team that scores 4 runs a game, you're in every game you play. Well, this team, you know, they're averaging about 4 per game on offense, but the thing is it doesn't always come in 4-run increments. Sometimes it comes in 2, sometimes it comes in 3, sometimes it comes in 8. But also, I think the number that sticks out to me is that this team's record's even better when they score 3 runs in a game. How much does that speak to just this pitching staff and how well they've been able to overcome maybe a more a less consistent lack of offense there?
Yeah, they have, and you're right. It does say a lot about the pitching staff, Josh. You know, they have a good foundation in the rotation with Mitch Keller, of course, is now the veteran-type anchor guy. Paul Skeens has quickly become the ace 12 starts into his career. They've gotten Luis Ortiz on track, and all of a sudden he's become one of their best starting pitchers. The bullpen, you know, was shaky at times early, but they have the back end of it straightened out now with Bednar and Holderman and Chapman all pitching well. And, you know, that's why I think it's imperative that the Pirates go out and get at least one bat or two, because you can only put so much pressure on that pitching staff. You can't ask them to go out and only give up one or two or even 3 runs every night. You're going to need to get them some support, and you're occasionally going to have to win like the 7-5 type game. So, you know, I think pitching-wise, the Pirates are in a really good spot, but they need a little support if they're going to make the playoffs.
John, we've heard a lot of names flying around in rumors as far as potential guys this team can go after. You hear the Chisholms, the Rookers, the Taylor Wards. Of all the names that are being tossed about, and I'm sure you've heard some rumblings here and there, which of those names from an offensive standpoint sounds the most realistic? And as far as maybe adding another arm, which bat and arm sound the most realistic to you right now?
I think Brent Rooker is certainly a possibility with Oakland, you know, and he has 3 years of control left. You know, another guy out there, if they decide to go the short-term route and get somebody just for this year and next, that I kind of like as a possible buy-low target is Cedric Mullins with the Orioles. The Orioles have a bunch of young outfielders who are blocked right now. Mullins not having a really good year, but he does have double-digit homers, double-digit steals, and, you know, he's 3 years removed from being a 30-30 player, and he's 29 years old, so... You know, he's a guy I think's a possibility, but I like Rooker. I like the fact he has power, and I think the Pirates not only need another bat, but somebody who can consistently hit the ball out of the park. And that's the guy I would take. And I don't think they're going to have to give up any of their very best prospects to get a guy like Brent Rooker, too. So, to me, he seems like the best fit, with Mullins being my buy-low candidate if they decide to go get two bats.
Now, speaking of that, as far as an offensive standpoint, we saw Rowdy Tellez do something he hasn't done a lot this season. Left on left, puts one not only out of the park but into the river on a bounce. I talked about him earlier in the show and just his complete about-face this season with how things started out, his struggles that he had at the plate, his willingness to really just break everything down to the studs and really rebuild his approach all over again, and even dealing with some of the backlash or all the backlash that he dealt with, not only with his own performance. He stands up for David Bednar in the clubhouse when he was getting booed. But then you see this resurgence in June and everything changes. Fans are giving him curtain calls and shouting his name. And I talked about how, you know, how Rowdy Tellez, the thing that I thought stuck out the most to me was that he never changed how he behaved himself and how he comported himself during this entire process. And I thought that took tremendous character. But what did you see on your end with how Rowdy Tellez handled this entire situation from April up until now?
I always thought he handled it really well, and you never know, especially when you have a new player come into a new environment. You don't know exactly how he's going to fit in, how he's going to work out. And I mean, he comes in, and there were expectations that he would be a guy in the middle of the lineup that would produce, and they were hoping maybe they would get the guy, the player who hit 35 home runs 2 years ago for the Brewers, and he comes in and he doesn't hit the ball out of the infield for 2 months. He really gets booed by the fans. They were really frustrated. And I'll give the guy credit. He did stay the same guy. He's, I don't want to say jovial, but he's a fun guy. He has kind of a wry sense of humor, and he just always stayed the same. And I will say this, he never ducked the media. Always was there, always willing to talk during all the bad times. And he hung in there. And I asked him one day, it was probably middle of May when it was really going bad. And I said, how have you been able to keep your sanity as well as you have? And he laughed. And he said, because I believe in what I'm doing. I believe I'm a good big league hitter. And I believe if I just keep working at it, that I'll come around and I'll show that, you know, I still have something left here, and I'm the player the Pirates thought they were getting when they signed me. And sure enough, he didn't unwaver at all in his faith and in his hitting ability and his playing ability, and it's panned out. And that's really been big for the Pirates, because I thought for sure, if you would ask me even a month ago or 6 weeks ago, Josh, what their biggest need would be at the trade deadline, I would have said a first baseman. But now I'm not very concerned about first base with him and Connor Joe as a platoon situation.
John Parrotto, columnist from Pittsburgh Baseball Now, longtime Pirates writer and baseball writer in general, joining me on 93.7 The Fan. John, we've heard a lot of discussion about different guys who probably could contribute more, guys who probably could contribute or maybe step things up with this part of the season getting closer toward the home stretch. And Rowdy Tellez was one of those names, but he, of course, has risen to the occasion. Nick Gonzalez came in when he was called up and started out hitting so hot. But then he hit that divot for a little bit and slumped off a little bit. But since then, he's been able to work his way back. I know Clint Hurdle always talked about, you know, being able to punch and then the league counterpunches. What have you seen from Nick Gonzalez that has allowed him to counterpunch the league's counterpunch recently?
I think confidence, Josh. I think kind of like Rowdy Tellez, though not as, with quite a deep well of experience. You know, he's a different kid than came up last year when he was really shy and timid, and you could tell he really didn't feel comfortable in the big leagues, didn't feel he belonged. And I think because he did have so much initial success this year after he got called up, that he, I think when things went bad, instead of where a lot of young players would have said, oh boy, I'm really going downhill, the league has caught on to me, I think he took that early success and he really used it to keep his confidence going and realized, hey, I can play up here. And if I keep making adjustments and keep working at it, that I'm going to be okay. And to me, he's really been one of the great pleasant surprises of this season, because honestly, Josh, he seemed so overwhelmed last year that I didn't think he was going to make it as a big leaguer. And for him to get off to such a great start, and like you said, then slump, but now bounce back and be a good hitter again and being an important part of the offense, I'm really, really impressed by how much he's grown both as a player and, you know, as a person with his confidence here over the last year.
John, appreciate the time as always. It's going to be a little bit different not being around the ballpark, but I appreciate you, appreciate the time, and hopefully we get to cross paths again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, Josh, and best of luck.
Appreciate you. John Parrotto, Pittsburgh Baseball Now. Long time writer. When I talk about people that have been in the press box as long as I've been around, if not longer, one of the first faces I remember seeing, and we're talking, now I got to do math, 15, 16 years ago when I first walked into the press box at PNC Park, John Parrotto was one of the first faces that was there. And he's been one of the stalwarts there. He's been one of the guys that's been around this team for quite some time. And he's been around baseball for quite some time. So when John Parrotto says something, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to listen. And a lot of good insight there on potential targets. And Cedric Mullins was not a name that was on my radar as a potential target. So that's another one to keep an eye on, in addition to the Brent Rookers and the Jazz Chisholms of the world. Cedric Mullins is a name that I will probably keep my antenna tuned toward, because there's no mistaking it. This team needs someone to help supplement their offense, and they need a bat, and they didn't yesterday. I don't think that's worth even arguing over. But it'll be more for me, it'll be a matter of who that bat is. Not just necessarily that they add somebody, because I keep hearing the same sentiment. Oh, they got to do something. They got to spend some money. Okay, folks, they spent a lot of money on guys who haven't worked out this year. They spent money on Aroldis Chapman in the first couple months of the season. We're sitting there going, was it worth spending that much money on him? It ain't about the money they spend. It's about what they spend it on. Let's not get caught up in the same lazy arguments about stuff. We're past the point where we're just making the argument about, oh, they got to spend the money. This is a trade deadline, folks. You got to make the right move. You got to use the right capital at your advantage, whether it be minor leaguers, whether it be major leaguers, whether it be international bonus slot money. You got to use the resources at your advantage to make the best decision to make your ball club better. And it ain't always about money. It's about making the best decision. And right now, it comes down to, can Ben Cherington make the best decision to make this ball club better? And he's got about 5 days and a little less than 6 hours to figure it out. We got to take a break. When we come back, I want to get more into Steelers training camp. I got to give a disclaimer. It's the first day of practice. I got to give a disclaimer to remind people, let's not freak out yet. It's day one of practice. In the meantime, we got fan headlines with Austin. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blount Celebrity Golf Outing, and it's all part of HM3 Partners Independence Fund presents Celebrity Care Fest, benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. Two nights of star-studded entertainment, July 26th and 27th. Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo. Smokey Robinson, whom I got to meet previously, and that was awesome. Plus a superstar artist so big we can't say it here. Learn who at hm3.org. Tickets on sale at hm3.org. And for the record, I have been told who that superstar is, because I asked the question, who's a superstar bigger than Smokey Robinson? They told me, and it's big. I will provide no hints and no spoilers, but it's big. You should get your tickets. Hit us up on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Also, you can hit us up on the fan text line, 412-928-9370. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Speaking of the fan hotline, 412-928-9370, we got Mark all the way in Fort Lauderdale. Mark, you're on the fan.
Hey, Josh, great to talk to you. Congratulations on your new gig. I'm sure the people up in the Western Pennsylvania are going to be lucky to have you as a news person as well.
Thank you.
I want to say that Jim Bowden today proposed in the Athletic what I believe is the ideal trade for the Pirates and the Marlins. He proposed Braxton Ashcroft and Henry Davis going to Miami for Jazz Chisholm. I think it's a great fit for both ball clubs, because the Marlins are in a rebuilding stage under Peter Bendix. And I think Henry Davis is going to be a very good ball player, but I think that 1-1, draft thing has really hung over him in Pittsburgh. There's a lot of pressure getting to the big leagues quick, and I think if he came to Miami where he was just with a younger club and one of the guys, I think he would fit. I hate to see Ashcroft go too, because I saw him pitch in Jacksonville a couple weeks ago when Indianapolis was there. He's got good stuff. But the Pirates have tremendous pitching depth, including one guy that I hope is untouchable. He's kind of a sleeper for the Pirates in their front system. It's Hunter Barco, a kid out of Jacksonville, Florida, played very competitive baseball with the University of Florida, had a tremendous career, but unfortunately had Tommy John surgery his senior year, and he's bounced back unbelievable this year. He had a 5 no-hit innings in Greensboro. He's up in Altoona right now in Double-A, and scouts tell me he might be their best prospect next to Bubba Chandler. So I just hope that they don't get rid of him in the draft. But I would love to see that trade happen. I think it would be a good trade for both ball clubs.
Love the info. Appreciate the call, Mark. That's awesome. Thanks for the call. You tell me about a former Gator baseball player, former SEC baseball player, I'm going to listen. I was covering the SEC 12 years ago. And I saw some pretty good players down at Florida. Mike Zunino was one of them at the time. He was when he was a Gator. So you find me a Gator ball player, I'm going to listen when you talk about him. But I like this idea of the trade that Jim Bowden points out. And the big reason why is because part of it for me, and this is how I break this down. Part of it for me is the importance of knowing what kind of trade capital you have. When you have good trade capital, you might be able to actually pull off the kind of trade you want to pull off. Because I talked about this during the previous segment before we went to break. It is not necessarily about the money you spend. It's about how you use your resources. This kind of trade sounds like you could use your resources as well as you could. Because here's the thing. He talked about pitching depth, Mark did. Here's another thing that sticks out. The catching depth with the Pirates right now. Right now, Henry Davis does not fit their short-term or long-term plans at catcher. Their short-term plans at catcher right now, Joey Bart fits more of the short-term. Jason DeLay fits more of the short term. I'm sure we don't forget Yasmani Grandal because he's here too. But you're talking short term guys. He's fourth at best on the short term list. Then when you talk long term list, you got Andy Rodriguez, who's probably the best catcher in your system, and it ain't probably. He immediately jumps to the top of the list. So now Henry Davis bumps down to five on the long term list. So if there's a chance you're going to get any kind of equity and value out of Henry Davis, now might be the time. Now you say you pair him up with a minor league pitcher and trade him out for a player at the deadline. It feels like you didn't get the most out of that pick. Well, what's the thing you do? If you make an investment or make a decision and you know it's not working, what's the best thing to do? Stick around and let it get worse or get out while you can? So if you're going to do it, if you're going to try to get some kind of rectification out of what has become the first overall pick of Henry Davis, get out now while you can and salvage the value while you can. Because that's not a dip you're going to be willing to wait out, because I'll say this again, he may be fourth at best as far as your catcher depth goes. I thought Andrew Filippone made a great case last night on the Ireland Contracting Nightly Sports Call. Every night, 10:35, KDKA+. I think it was it last night with Pony, or was it two nights ago with Pony? He was with Rich Walsh, and he was talking about how Henry Davis could be the impressive trait chip now because you're not going to get the value you were hoping to get out of him anytime soon. And that could be the thing that you use. A guy who was drafted 1-1 is going to have value in the eyes of other teams. Will it be as much as he probably should have as a 1-1 pick? No. Joey Bart didn't have as much value as a 1-2 pick. And the Pirates pretty much picked him up off waivers, dusted him off, and you've seen the results. But you might be able to move Henry Davis in a trade right now, because right now he's in a position where if you're a team like Florida, knowing you're trying to tear down and start over again, you might be able to do that and have enough patience with a guy like Henry Davis where he becomes part of that effort. So moving Jazz Chisholm out and bringing a guy like Henry Davis in, and of course if that works, then both sides have actually done well in that deal. And I know a lot of people like to look at terms of who won this deal, who lost this deal. I look at it in terms of, was the deal a win-win? This one, Jazz Chisholm coming from Miami for Ashcraft and Henry Davis, sounds like a win-win to me. And Jazz Chisholm is a name I've gone back and forth on. I've gone back and forth with the possibility of whether or not this would make sense. It makes sense to me because Jazz Chisholm is a guy who plays more than one position. And when you're dealing with this lineup where you have guys that you have to move around in different places, guys like Connor Joe who can play more than one spot, guys like Brian Reynolds who can play more than one outfield position, guys like Jarrett Triolo who can play more than one infield position, even Nick Gonzalez, they haven't had to, because he's been entrenched as your second baseman, but he can play more than one infield position. You got pieces that you can kind of move around. So Jazz Chisholm becomes a guy who fits that profile as a guy who can help you if you have to shift your infield around or shift your outfield around and move some of these pieces that may not necessarily be everyday guys that may be platoon players. So now Jazz Chisholm makes that transition a little bit easier. But more importantly, and perhaps the most important thing of all, you're bringing a legit bat that you need to your lineup. So I like that proposal from Jim Bowden. I like the possibility of that trade. I know some people probably won't like it because it feels like you're not getting the most you can out of Henry Davis. But folks, that ship has sailed. Getting the max value out of a 1-1 pick, unless he shows up in Arizona and completely plays out of his mind tomorrow, which we know he's not going to do, max value is no longer on the table. Unless they have immediate plans to bring him up and slot him in and have him ready to go, and he balls out of his mind for the last couple months of the season, barring that happening, max value ain't happening. It's that ship, it's already on its voyage. It may not be completely away from the sand just yet, but it's getting further and further away. We'll talk more about it when we come back. We are live at Treesdale Country Club. Time for Fan Headlines. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is the Joe Starkey Show. Josh Taylor in for Joe Starkey. And I gotta admit,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If you're going to have a last day on the job, this is about as good as a send-off as you can get. We are live at Treesdale Country Club for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing. All part of the Celebrity Care Fest. A huge, huge weekend going on here in Pittsburgh. Thanks to our friends at HM3. And of course, the Celebrity Care Fest benefiting UPMC Children's Hospital Foundation. There have been some amazing names and faces here. We have seen former Steelers, like, of course, Jerome Bettis, Mel Blunt here for their event. Joey Porter is here. James Harrison is here. Former Steelers GM Kevin Colbert is here. Pirates broadcaster, part of the announced team. And Pittsburgh Public Schools Carrick High School legend John Wehner is here. Got to meet Smokey Robinson. He gave me a hug while I was on the air a couple hours ago. You can bury me today. I can die happy. That was fantastic. Derek Schooley, RMU Hockey is here. Guy Junker, Bob Pompiani, Ryan Recker, all here. It's been a list of who's who of both entertainment and sports here in Pittsburgh. It's been an awesome day. Taking your phone calls, 412-928-9370. Let's go to Todd and Perry. Todd, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Josh. Just called to on your last day to give you the full acknowledgement that you deserve. If you feel it right now, I'm putting the virtual red necklace around your neck as the tribal chief. Oh, and, hey, I just wanted to thank you for, you know, I was a longtime listener to the Sunday show.
One of the original grinders, yeah.
Wanted to thank you for all the entertainment you provided, you know, driving home from a Saturday night turn shift, and you getting me home with a lot of entertainment, laughs, and good thoughts. You know all the things that you did on the Sunday morning show was great.
Yes.
It's the end of an era here with you going off of sports and going to regular news, but I am very happy for you, and it was a great time, and I just wanted to thank you for all the entertainment. You know, I'm a baseball, pro wrestling, high school sports fan, not necessarily in that order either. You always covered them, and man, I just wanted to thank you, man. I always had felt a special connection with you, with some of the things that were going on in your life, sort of paralleled mine. Always had a great connection with you, and I had to call today and thank you for all the entertainment, all the times that I listened to you, know that I was there, and you know, appreciated you, man.
Todd, thank you, man. That is super cool. Appreciate the call. And Todd is Todd and I have had a lot of connection over the years. I know we've communicated on social media. Todd is a high school official, does a lot of football games. I think he does umpiring for baseball too, and one of the OG grinders on Sunday mornings. The Sunday morning grind, and I talked about this in the previous show I was on a couple weeks ago. That was one of the most fun times of my career. I can honestly say I've had two incredible runs in my career in radio. One of them was the Sunday morning grind, and the other one was I got a chance to be a part of a show with Guy Junker, Ken Laird, and Tim Benz. The Yellow Knife era, man, that was just, that was absolutely incredible. But I didn't think I would be able to top the Yellow Knife era. And I was the producer for those guys and the fourth guy when they came in for the noon hour way back then. This was, God, what, 10, almost 15 years ago. I didn't think we could top the Yellow Knife era of my career. And then I come to 93.7 The Fan. I end up talking with guys like Rob Rossi, guys like Jeff Hathorn, who were really supportive and encouraging to me when I first got here, guys like Chris Mack, who were incredibly supportive and encouraging when I first got here. And Rob Rossi said, hey, I'm leaving my slot on Sunday mornings. I'm going to recommend you to replace me. I got the chance at a Sunday morning at 7 o'clock. I want to say Matty Harkins was the producer. Shout out to Matty. And we rolled on the air, and I said the smallest thing. I said, we're just out here grinding early on a Sunday morning. And just saying that is what allowed that era of my career to take off, because people heard it. There were folks like Todd who were coming in off a late shift on a Saturday night or going to a shift on a Sunday morning. People that were out driving with their kids. Maybe they were on the road going on a trip or coming back from a trip. And they just needed something to listen to get them through either that end of the night or that part of the morning. And it resonated with so many people. And that day, I got so many responses on Twitter. Hey, I'm out here grinding with Josh Taylor on a Sunday morning. And it was like, wait a minute, what did we just do here? What did we just find? And then after working with guys like Matty Harkins and Nathan Haluschak, shout out to Nasty Nate, that's my guy. And then I got to meet a young guy who was still a college student at the time, early on a Sunday morning. And he had driven all the way from Waynesburg University. And his name was Greg Finley. And I'm like, Greg, nice to meet you, man. Like, it's really awesome. I said, you know, we're kind of doing our thing here on a Sunday morning. I was like, we're kind of having some fun with it. And Greg just wove his way into the fabric. And the grind does not become the Sunday morning grind without Greg Finley. He became a huge, huge part of that. So all of that took shape. And I mean, I'm talking in like a 6-month period, and it just really took off from there. And the Sunday morning grind was born. And it was to the point where I was meeting people like out and about, and they're like, "Oh, you're Josh Taylor. I'm a grinder." And you're like, "What?" It just blew my mind that people were that committed to it, and people were just that on board with it. And people like Todd, whom I heard from frequently on Sunday mornings. I remember I stopped at a gas station in Crafton, and I think I'd taken a friend to the airport. It was like maybe 6:30 in the morning. I'm all gruff and tired, and hair wasn't even brushed, and I might have not even shaved, and I think I had like just a knotty sweatshirt that I wore just to take someone to the airport. It might have even been my wife. And I stop on 60 in Crafton on my way back home, and I see a Crafton police officer, and he says, "You're Josh." Back in my mind, I'm going, "Who wants to know, and what did they tell you?" He says, "No, you're Josh Taylor from 93.7 The Fan." I'm like, "Oh, yeah, yeah. Not every day I just get stopped by a Crafton police officer and openly identified." But he said, "No," he said, "I listen to your show all the time. I'm a grinder." And I'm like, "Wow." And he says, "There's a bunch of us on that Saturday night shift. We listen to you all the time. It kind of helps us get through the rest of the shift going into the morning." And I'm like, "Thanks, man. I appreciate that." I became really good friends with a paramedic who says she would listen to the show on Saturday nights, early in the Sunday morning. She's like, "I listen to you all the time. You help me get me through my shift." And that was part of it. That's how it started. It was just that time, 7 o'clock on a Sunday morning. It's not a time when people are just up and moving around willy-nilly, just doing anything. It's not like 12:53 on a Thursday afternoon. It's nothing like it. So it's a mixed bag. You really don't know what you're going to run into. But if you're able to make that time of day when people are normally either sleeping or really just kind of stirring around, not doing anything of that much importance, but the folks out there who are working, who are traveling, who are doing stuff with their kids, if you can provide something for them and make their day better, that meant more to me than just sitting here and flapping my gums for 3 hours to get through a shift that, quite frankly, and I'm sure people inside the building will attest to this, quite frankly, wasn't paid a lot of attention to. I got tossed to me because, well, no one really was listening to it. At least that's what they told me. But somewhere along the line, it became appointment radio. And I'll be damned if I let somebody tell me it wasn't meaningful, because you just heard Todd say it was. And it was to me. And it was to guys like Greg and Nate and Matt Harkins. And that's how I got introduced to the Austin Bechtolds of the world, who was now producing this show. And I get to see guys like him and Nick Callis continue to grow with this station. I feel like I gave them kind of, you know, their minor league reps, if you will. But they all cut their teeth on weekend mornings with me on Sunday mornings on the grind. And it became a fun way for me to work with some of the younger talent. And I hope I was able to help them along the way and help them progress in their careers. And I'm seeing some of these guys go and do bigger and better things. I kind of feel like a proud big brother to see it happen. Because I had people that were like that for me. I had Chris Mack for me. I had Guy Junker. I had Jeff Hathorn. I had Rob Rossi. And these were guys that poured into me and invested in me. So I'm just as grateful to them for them having that kind of faith in me to get to this point. And I'm hoping I was able to do that for someone else. And it means a lot to me. And it means a lot to hear from people that had that kind of impact from whatever it is I was doing. And it is weird. I talked about this the last time I was here a couple weeks ago. It feels strange making that transition because sports talk radio isn't just a big part of my career. It's been a big part of my life. So to be able to make that transition into something greater and a whole new challenge for me, which I never imagined would be the next phase of my career, it's bittersweet, but I'm grateful because I know without the experience here and the memories and the things I was able to do here, it probably doesn't translate into the next chapter I'm going into. But I am grateful. And Todd, thank you for the call. That was really great. And it really just confirms for me that what we were doing and what we did was worth it. We have long since passed the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Today, high of 82 with sunny skies. A little partially cloudy out here at Treesdale Country Club, but that's where we are. We are live out here for the HM3 Jerome Bettis and Mel Blunt Celebrity Golf Outing. They are on the links as we speak. Saw a couple carts coming down the path, and man, there are some names and faces here. But when we come back top of the hour, one of my favorite names, one of my favorite faces, Jeff Hathorn. He's out at Steelers training camp. He was there this morning for the opening practice. We'll talk to him. We'll talk some Steelers with him. Maybe you slot some Buccos in there if we can. And we'll do that in just a few moments right here on 93.7 The Fan.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.